This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You're ready to move your business forward, but first, you need to find the right team. Start your search with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. It can help you reach qualified candidates fast, ensuring your listing is the first one they see. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. See the results for yourself. Get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen.
He's super bad. He's funtacular. He's
Rich Eisen.
He never kicked it. He kicked the ground.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Earlier on the show, ESPN SportsCenter host Scott Van Pelt. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer Jim Kelly. WWE superstar Seth Rollins. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to the Rich Eisen Show. We're on every day on Disney Plus and the ESPN app and ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We're on the air every day on Sirius XM Channel 80. There's our podcast version of our show every day, wherever you get your podcasts, thanks to the ESPN Pod Center. And we chop up our show and serve it to you through our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, every single day. But today is a different day. I kind of feel like this is a... You know, I'll say it, a Seder. Why is this day different from other days? It's Giving Tuesday. And v.org/donate. If you are watching, you can hit that QR code. Let's get as much cash as we can to kick off V Week, because every donation made during V Week through the support of Principal and the Principal Foundation, launching a $1 million match challenge, dollar for dollar being matched up to $1 million, v.org/donate. And joining us here to kick off hour number two of our first ever Giving Tuesday on the Rich Eisen Show on ESPN2 is a guy whose popularity and excellence at football is only surpassed by his humanity and his charitable nature, the great Hall of Famer, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Kelly, back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Yes.
How are you, Jim? Good to see you, bud.
I can't complain. Doing well, Rich. How you doing?
I am better for seeing you on my screen. Lord, do I love you, Jim Kelly. I love you, and it's great to see you. How you feeling? You feeling good?
I feel pretty good. About 2 months ago, I went for my last visit, having to go to New York City and do an MRI. They gave me a clean slate, no more. So my motto now is, I might have lost 4 Super Bowls, but I kicked cancer's butt 4 times, and I pray to the good Lord I don't have to do 5.
Yes.
You are dynastic in every way, sir. That's what I say to you. You are dynastic in every possible way, and I'm just excited to hear that news. That's awesome. You and your family must be celebrating that every second of every single day. How are your charitable works doing? Let's talk about that on a Giving Tuesday. How can we help on that regard? Jim.
Oh, we're doing an unbelievable job. The people at my office, Trisha, Dennis, Ashley, they've been doing it for over 30 years. I'm going on to my 39th annual Celebrity Golf Classic, and we give over 40 or 45 charities right here in Western New York donations. Mm. And Hunter's Hope, which are named after my son.
Yes.
We are making huge strides. We are now in 14 different states for the disease that my son had. Plus, we've reached out to Bobby Kennedy, and hopefully first of the year, we are going to sit down with him and hopefully get this thing really kicked into high gear, because, make a long story short, as you well know, when you have a child, you do the heel prick. They send that blood spot off to a lab, mm-hmm. and it tests for different minor diseases. Well, every state in this country, and I don't know whether you know this or not, Rick, but Rich, is every state's different. So some states might test for 25 diseases. Some might test for 50. We want to make sure that every kid in this country is given a chance to dream like I was able to do, and make sure that if there's something wrong, we catch it right away, not have to wait so long to find out. And usually when you do find out, it's too late. So hopefully we'll be making a big difference in 2026.
Huntershope.org is a way that you can donate to Jim's charity that's been around for coming up on 40 years in that celebrity golf tournament. Is Berman still playing in that? Is he still making his big swings, Jim?
Every single year. That's my boy.
I know.
Him and Shooter. Just been gone. They've been come forever. And I mean, I got other guys that
Shooter McGavin.
30, 35, 38 years. I'm still waiting for a guy by the name of Rich Eisen to show me how he plays golf.
Oh.
Yeah, I commit golf, Jim. That's what I do. But Chris McDonald loves you, man. Every single time he's coming here in support of whatever he does, he talks about you and your great event in Western New York, you know, and choke on that baby and all that sort of business. It's all good, man. I know my time with you is limited. What are you thinking about the current Bills season, Jim? Your thoughts?
Well, we're a little over halfway through.
Yes, sir.
I am not 100% sure. I mean, we play good, and then some days we don't. I really don't know at this point, but of course, I'm still on that bandwagon. I will never jump off of it. As long as we have number 17 on the field, I think we have a great chance. But hopefully we will continue to get better, because as you well know, when you head to the later parts of the season, you need that running game to go. And last week against Pittsburgh, we had the running game going. But as we continue down this road, we're going to have it even get bigger and better. And our defense is going to have to really start pulling up and making sure that we stop everybody from scoring 25, 30 points.
And if anybody on planet Earth knows the circumstances surrounding playing quarterback for the Buffalo Bills franchise and having the entire hope of the mafia placed within you, it would be you. And, Josh Allen seems to wear that so easily, Jim. He makes it look so simple. Like he has all the answers. I'm serious, and I know I'm sure it's not. But he does just seem to have a way about him that's perfect for the gig. And I'm wondering what it looks like from your perspective to watch him and know him, Jim.
And the thing is, as you all know, Rich, and I know we've talked about this before, I don't look at the game of football the way a fan does. Mm. I look at it with a defensive front. When it's a running down, what's the secondary doing? Are they man or are they in zone? When you run motion, are they run with them or are they not? I think a couple times, Josh, he's so used to making all the plays, which he does. Thank the good Lord for that. But sometimes I think after a while, when he starts getting against Houston, he starts really looking at the pass rush end because he's getting beat on. And I just keep praying every week that he stays healthy, because that's what we need. But I'll tell you what, our Bills are starting to hopefully get to where they need to be this late in the season. We've had some tight games. We won some good games last week against Pittsburgh. I would never have thought that. I thought it would be a lot tougher game, but we've got that running game going. Josh is Josh like always, so we'll see what happens, bud. But, as they're all talking about, is the Jets game at the end of the season going to be the last time we play a game in the Ralph or Rich Stadium or Highmark Hall now?
Right.
Or are we going to continue that, the run after and making sure that we play more games in that stadium, so the last game of the regular season is not going to be the last one.
Right.
So,
you know, the way it looks right now, Jim, it does appear that the regular season finales could be the end of the old stadium, unless, you know, the football gods feel otherwise.
I know.
In the few minutes I have remaining with you, what's your favorite memory of playing in that stadium? Do you have one for me, Jim?
I have a couple. Number one, I'm asked this question a lot, and mine's pretty much the same. My first game against the Jets, and the reason I say that is I know how I grew up. I grew up in a family of six boys. I have five brothers. I had a mother and father that we didn't have much. And my dream was always, all of our dreams, I shouldn't say just me, but my five other brothers, our dreams were to make sure we're successful enough to take care of two people we love, and that was my mom and dad. And I remember running out of the stadium, looking up and seeing mom and dad and my five brothers there, knowing that I made it. And now it was time for my mom and dad to kick back, relax, and enjoy life. And that, to me, was probably one of the greatest moments of my life. But also, of course, I fast forward, beating the Raiders 51-3 and going to our first Super Bowl, and something I dreamt about as a little kid. Growing up in Pittsburgh, you know, watching the Steelers win all those Super Bowls during, you know, Bradshaw and Franco and Jet, you know, Mean Joe Green and all those guys. So it was a dream come true. I never dreamt about, you know, making it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I dreamt about playing in the NFL, and that dream came true. And then, of course, I've been very blessed to have the people that I had on my team, Bruce Thurman, Andre, James Lofton, all the other Hall of Famers, including one of the greatest coaches ever to do it is Coach Marv Levy.
Yeah, and then we had a guy who I think should be in the Hall of Fame on the program over the summer, Jim. While we're going down memory lane before I send you on the rest of your Giving Tuesday, Steve Tasker came on this program and told a story that I have to play back for you and ask you to confirm this for me about the days of you guys playing and then going back to your house afterwards. Roll it.
He had this huge house over in Orchard Park. And after every home game, he said he invited the entire team to his house.
Wow.
And he'd feed them. You know, he had a bar, and he had like this bar in the bottom of his house. I mean, a real bar, like with a dance floor and a pool table and the whole thing. So everybody showed up at his house. Like my mom and dad would come in, or my brothers would come in, or all my family members or college buddies would come in. I said, Jim, I can't get to your house tonight. I got these people in. And Jim would say, hey, bring them over with you. He said, bring them with you. So Jim had this get together in his basement after home games that was everybody. My mom and dad were there. They're like, my dad was a pastor.
Can you confirm, Jim?
Good.
Can you confirm?
Without a doubt. You know, to make a long story short, we, you know, during the bickering bills, you know, everybody was doing their own thing. Everybody was going, you know, downtown, going here, going there. And we all decided to, I talked to a couple of players. I said, why don't we start coming over to my house? I live, you know, 7-8 minutes from the stadium. We always went to Ilio DiPaolo's restaurant, as you well know, Rich. Everybody went there after the game. And then everybody would come back to my house after for post-game activities. So we would have fun. We'd have the VHS put in. We'd watch the replay of the game. Bruce would have his seat. Thurman have his seat. I would have mine. We'd all be watching the game. And then when that was over, it was time to have a few cocktails. And I'm not telling you how many Coors Lights we had or shots of back in the day, Jägermeister or Rumpelmix, some of those things. But we had some fun.
Well, we've personally witnessed it, Jim, at the Hall of Fame. We talk all the time on a Friday night where the drinks weren't coming fast enough in the hotel with all the Hall of Famers that you just said, screw it, I'm going behind the bar and I'm starting to pour for everybody. And you poured for everybody. And that you remember that night, Jim, right? That happened.
And the thing is, I almost do that a lot lately. In the last few years I've been there, it's like everybody's so slow. I go, no. I got all my buddies out here. They're thirsty, so I will help.
We've seen it.
One time I think he said, you can't be back here. I go, well, you guys got to get a couple more people then.
We've seen it in action. And also, I know that there is a spot for the Hall of Famers to maybe get a libation during the ceremonies that you basically helped create. And you
very did, good.
Yeah, you created it. You're like, we've got to get something for the guys. So you've done it over and over and over again. So that's my last question for you. With the new stadium, have you created your own spot? Have you told the Bills, I need my own spot? When the guys come back, we got to get our own spot. What do you think?
You know what? We've been doing a tailgate ever since I played with same people, Colton Harvey. We've been doing it for that many years. I don't know how many, almost 40 years. Yeah, you said almost 40 years.
Yeah.
Been having it. And the Bills are gracious enough to give us our own tailgate area. We're the only motorhome allowed in that parking lot.
Okay. And
I think we're going to keep it the same because the stadium is very close, so we can have a little ride. But I've been very blessed. I have Chuck and a bunch of his buddies that come and pick us up and take us up to the suite when we need it. But new stadium is different. I don't have a suite yet. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Well, this is part of, you know, Giving Tuesday is giving to charities. Again, huntershope.org or v.org/donate or me giving to my guests to leave them in a better spot. Let's now use this. Hey, Pegula family, let's go. Come on. Let's get Jim his spot. Jim needs his spot. Or you could utilize the spot. Let's put it that way. Let's get it done in the new place, because I love you, Jim Kelly. I love you.
Well, Rich, I appreciate everything you ever do. I look forward to seeing you every Hall of Fame. I love going on your show. You're a class act. You're one of the best to ever do.
But
keep up the great work. I just urge everybody out there to give whatever you can. I've been very blessed to have the life that I have, the family that I have, and you're part of that family. So y'all take care. God bless, and we'll talk soon, bud.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Kelly here on this Giving Tuesday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Be well. Love you, Jim Kelly. We'll chat soon. There he goes, Jim Kelly, everybody.
One, the only.
He remembered. Not going fast enough.
Not good. They were not.
And again, those
that poor bartender was so overwhelmed.
He never once touched that silver cone.
So, yeah.
He should have taken it and just thrown it
behind
his shoulder.
No need.
We don't need this.
No. Measuring drinks.
That's so fun. God, I love that guy. And again, just one more time. I'll tell this story, and then we'll throw it a break. I'll get to Overreaction Monday on a Giving Tuesday.
Hey.
Okay. The Pro Football Hall of Fame, again, you see the old school footage of the speeches. Like, remember Terry Bradshaw's like, I'd love to put my hands under Mike Webster's butt one more time.
One more time.
Right. And then he did it.
Yes.
Those moments. They're on the steps of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The juicer, as it's called, because the way it's structured, the roof, it looks like you can put an orange on it and make some juice. and the ceremonies were held there forever. But I-77 cuts across the back of the meadow. The reason why I bring that up is it's because there's a finite space. The steps are here. I-77 of Ohio is here. And one guy got in the Pro Football Hall of Fame who was so popular that that space wasn't large enough. Because you could draw a line from Buffalo, New York, through his hometown of Pittsburgh, PA, and as you heard, Jim Kelly has still not lost the Pittsburgh accent.
No.
All the way down to Canton, Ohio. He could draw like basically a line. And the fans came from everywhere. So for the first time, they had to move it from the steps, the ceremony, into a stadium next door. And that's why it's held into a stadium next door ever since that day, which means it makes sense that for the Hall of Famers to be in that stadium, there should be a place for them to wet their whistle over a five-hour day, sometimes in some very hot weather. And Jim Kelly said, we need to create something. And the first time they created something, because the stage was in a certain spot next to the high school, the actual high school for who plays in the stadium locally, they put the green room for the Hall of Famers in a high school. So one day, there's a freshman walking through it.
Yes.
The next day, there's an old school guy saying, where's my beard? That happened because of Jim Kelly. And then when they moved the stage to a different spot, they had this off to the side. So every now and then when you see a Hall of Famer get up and out of his chair, it's not because he's bored. He wants to get a drink. Thanks to Jim Kelly. Talk about making your mark.
Yeah, the best.
844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on this Giving Tuesday. We'll take your phone calls. It's an Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. V.org/donate, whether you're watching us on ESPN2, Disney Plus, and the ESPN app, or listening to us on ESPN Radio.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here, and we're brought to you by Sonos. The holidays sound better with Sonos speakers. Whether it's a movie night that feels larger than life or the roar of the crowd as your team takes the field, Sonos helps create the moments you'll remember. Beautiful design, incredible sound, and effortless control mean you can focus on what matters most, enjoying the season. I love Sonos, and so will you. Discover how easy it is to bring every room to life with incredible sound. Explore Sonos speakers, soundbars, and more at Sonos.com. This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. As a credit union dedicated to serving all veterans, active duty, and their families, we know that during the holiday season, every little bit counts. That's why, for a limited time, you could earn a $250 cash bonus when you spend $2,500 on the Cash Rewards and Cash Rewards Plus cards in the first 90 days. Give joy, get joy. Join now at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash rewards for details. Cashback terms and conditions apply. Offer ends January 1st, 2026. As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more. Here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance, we're on this Giving Tuesday again. Please give v.org/donate. Whatever you can give, it is matched up to $1 million thanks to the V Foundation through the support of Principal and the Principal Foundation launching the $1 million match challenge during V Week. Every donation matched dollar for dollar up to $1 million. And if you're watching, you could scan that QR code. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Fred in Albuquerque, New Mexico. What's up, Fred? You there, Fred? Oh, Fred's listening. Let's give him another couple seconds. Fred? Uh-oh, Fred. Come on, Fred. Oh, boy. Let's go back on hold. Oh my gosh. Everybody.
Mute your TVs or radios,
people. Gotta have your heads on a swivel around here. Let's go to Brittany in Colorado. What's up, Brittany? You there, Brittany?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for your commentary. I'm a newer listener. I've been enjoying your show while playing Dairy Cow to my son, Cooper.
Okay. We have the same son's name. Okay. What are you playing with Cooper? What is it?
I'm playing Dairy Cow. That kid eats a lot.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Noted.
Yes.
Got it. What's up?
Well done, Brittany. Yep.
Oh, we're happy to be there for you.
Yep.
What's going on?
Family show.
you know, maybe an overreaction, but the Broncos, we're Super Bowl contenders.
Brittany, you do realize that since you're a fan of the show, you just went higher register as well. You know what I mean?
That means
you again, for those new to us, because we're on ESPN2 today, Hey, if somebody goes higher register, they got to go up that high to believe it. So try it one more time. Go for it.
We are Super Bowl contenders.
There you go.
All right. Why do you think that? Why do you think
but
that?
Hey, you know, we've beat the best offense, the best defense, both Super Bowl teams. We're finding ways to win, all while being financially limited because of the Russell Wilson fiasco. I mean, the Broncos, we deserve our daps, and I really do think that we have a real good chance.
We're not laughing. Your team just went higher
again.
Are you realize you're going that high? We could blame it on Cooper. I don't know.
And then, Rich, to think that the Walmart family is financially strapped is another thing.
No. You know what she's trying to.
I know.
That's a big-ass dead cap, which is why when they drafted Bo Nix,
I know.
To win it still in his first contract, it would be a massive, massive upside, obviously. You know?
Huge upside. And we finally have our franchise quarterback after 11 tries.
There you go. Brittany in Colorado, the proper register, believing in Bo Nix. There she goes. Thanks again for calling in, Brittany. I appreciate that. I'll be honest, I've not heard that analogy. Dairy cow. I've not heard that, which is why I asked a follow-up question.
Yep.
And again, I should know, only ask follow-up questions you know the answer to.
Well, why?
Sometimes. But actually, you know what? I don't know. Yeah. All good. I'm glad we're healthy and fed. It's all good, man.
Broncos flying under the radar? I mean, come on.
No.
I think
Patriots are getting more of that.
All summer long, all we heard was Broncos.
Experts. No, but still, the Broncos are the Patriots are in the 11 win, still can't believe it because they weren't supposed to do anything, let alone this.
And who have they really played?
Who have they really beaten?
Right.
I mean, again, their 10-game win streak. New England's 10-game win streak. I have it right here. Home for Carolina, week 4. Panthers weren't beating the Rams. Right? Even though they had a win at that point in time. The one at Buffalo, that's the one that was surprising a lot of people. And then at New Orleans, at Tennessee, home for Cleveland, home for Atlanta. At Tampa was one of those that they went in there and beat up the Bucs. But who do they really have on their roster? That's the typical stuff. Then they beat up on the Jets at Cincinnati before Burrow came back, and then home for the Giants. So
there's no doubt. I mean, look at their strength of schedule. It's the lowest in the league, and their strength of victory is the lowest among any actual contenders other than the Cowboys. So, yeah, no, I get it.
And then Denver, if you know, they, like the Patriots, started 1-2, and then they've ripped off wins since week 4. Just like New England, they've just played one fewer game. It's a 9-game win streak. Yep. And they were 1-2 having lost at Indianapolis and at the Chargers on last second field goals. So they were 1-2 without having trailed in a game to that point all season long.
Right.
And then they ripped off wins home for Cincinnati against Jake Browning when I was saying the season wasn't over because of Jake. And then they go to Philadelphia, score 18 points in the fourth quarter after looking like, you know, and a winless team in the first three quarters. They go to London against the Jets. I called that game. I'm still having nightmares over having called that game.
Really bad.
Okay. And then the Giants come into their house, look terrific. They have to come back on them. They beat up on your Cowboys before the Cowboys were currently the 2.0 version of the team.
But I knew that was going to happen.
Then they go to Houston in another game, to use the terms of endearment phrase from Jack Nicholson, the sticking needles in my eyes. Look it up. Then against Vegas on a Thursday night, where they had all sorts of problems scoring in that game. The Kansas City contest at home and the one at Washington, again, didn't make you feel like they're world beaters either.
Tight games.
But they're winning them all.
Exactly.
And I don't see any photographs in the standings. And that's why everybody's looking at, can the Ravens still do it? And you're looking at odds and saying, how the hell do the Bills still have the same odds as the Patriots? Yep. That's why. Everybody's still looking at the team sniffing it. Chiefs, Texans, Ravens, and Bills. The teams that are always in the Final Four, at least have a chance at the Final Four in the conference. And we're waiting. Who's going to come out of the mist? That's the conversation around the American Football Conference while the Patriots are 11-2 going in their bye. And the Broncos have the Raiders to try and match them. And if they do, they will take the top seed into week 15, where the Patriots come off their bye, taking on the Bills in a massive football game. Certainly, if the Bills can get past the Bengals this weekend and Joe Burrow. That's why I think there's some higher register going on about the top two teams in the AFC, including our friend Brittany from Colorado. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. It's not just a Tuesday. It's a Giving Tuesday. So if it's an overreaction on a Giving Tuesday, hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
A Giving Tuesday, everybody. An Overreaction Monday podcast. Chris Brockman and I do every single Monday. You can check it out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RichEisenShow. Get it wherever you get your podcasts, including all 3 hours of this show. No Contest Wrestling as well with TJ and O'Shea Jackson Jr. By the way, Seth Rollins in studio on this Giving Tuesday in hour number three. I've done all of my setups and promotions here on ESPN2. To hand things over to you, Chris Brockman, Overreaction Monday on a Giving Tuesday. Yes, what's first up for bids?
Great to see you guys. Great to see everyone on the deuce. The only person probably enjoying this football season more than me is Seth Rollins, who's coming up, as you said, in the third hour. And look, it's honest. Let's just be real. Drake May, Mike Vrabel, officially locked up MVP and Coach of the Year awards Monday night.
I don't think so either, and nor do I think Stafford lost it because he turned it over three times in Carolina. You know, again, I'm proud to say I have a vote in these Associated Press awards for the first time in my career because these folks who run that spot finally understood I have my own voice and I'm not being told by the National Football League what to do.
They finally wised up is what you're trying to say.
I don't want to use that word.
I'll say it for you.
You're speaking with my chest for me now. I understand. But they have not asked me to vote on it yet.
Not sure what more you need to see.
Well, I need to see how we finish, don't we?
Yeah, a little bit.
Isn't finishing an important part of your value? Am I missing something?
I don't think you are.
Okay, so let's see how we finish. Listen, Vrabel, what he's done, incredibly impressive. Also, Ben Johnson, check that box. Drake May, incredibly impressive. You also have Matthew Stafford.
That impressive.
Dak. A 3-5-1 start, though, doesn't, and it wasn't
you
because of him
you
either.
Finish, though, right?
I hear so you. Well, I mean, it's also how you start.
But I'm not concerned myself
and how
about
you
that.
Win well, throughout.
I wouldn't look ahead.
And then finish.
To the future. Me and Brockman going to the Super Bowl against
let's,
each other.
Let's see what.
Speak it, TJ.
Can we please see how the final five games of the season finish out?
I mean,
or in the case
could.
Of everyone on a bye, four? Let's see how it all finishes out. And then, you know, it's called an end of season award for a reason, because there's an end of a season we need to see hit.
Brockman wants to stop the count, right?
He does.
Now.
I've heard.
Go get handled when he gets handled.
I've heard those phrases before, and it didn't end well for a lot.
Interesting.
Chris, what else you got over there? It's an overreaction, is what I'm saying.
Well, the Patriots were last good in 2019. We know how that season ended. Tom Brady threw an interception to Mike Vrabel's team.
Yes, indeed.
And that was the end of the Patriots dynasty. And all these teams had 5-6 seasons to get theirs. And they didn't. The new Patriots dynasty has officially begun.
Okay. Dynasty.
Dynasty. Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Well, I mean, you got to start somewhere, I guess.
You know what? You know what? I'll give you this.
Don't give him anything,
if,
Rich.
No, I'll give him this. If a dynasty is... there's a definition of dynasty we all have. Yeah. Let's just say the definition of dynasty is not losing a game.
Collins.
No, it's not losing a game between weeks 4 and 13 of a regular season.
That's pretty good.
Then you're a dynasty.
I don't think...
So, yes... If you go on a 10-game win streak, chock full of who have they really beaten opponents. You know what? I wish Mike Vrabel was available right now on this Giving Tuesday so we could give him the gift of, hey, do you want a banner for this?
Take your heart pills and buckle up.
You know?
He's probably shaving his mustache.
Do you want it's apparently. Do you want a banner for it? Because let's raise another banner. There's six of them there. A lot of them are due to your... You know, play.
Don't worry, the bands are coming, people.
Right. Let's go.
The banners are coming.
Raise that. Raise that week 4 to week 13 dynasty banner.
Yeah. Boston batteries.
Let it fly.
Duck boats.
Get them.
Get the batteries ready.
Come on, Chris. What else you got over there?
This new aforementioned Patriots dynasty will last longer than the previous 19-year reign.
Oh, this guy.
So is Giving Tuesday about giving you the platform to... What are you doing here? This is not the way this segment normally goes.
What? I mean, you have to say whether it's an overreaction.
It's an overreaction. What else you got over there, Chris? I give you nothing.
I got a feeling it's going to keep going down.
I know. I know. He's turning.
This is a great wormhole.
I'll give you this.
Whenever he looks at me, I know something.
I'll give you this. You're like Spalding. I'll give you nothing and like it.
I want a hamburger. No, I want a cheeseburger.
Well, as we know, all great comedic things come in threes, and those were my three, and I'm done.
Okay.
Justin Jefferson should ask for a trade out of Minnesota.
All right, that's enough. Listen, I think what he is doing
this poor guy's got to hate life right now.
He did not speak to the media.
He also did not sign up for this.
He did not speak to the media after Sunday's loss. Shutout. Loss. And he's got to be sitting there thinking, you know what? You know, professionally, he's handling himself superbly. Honestly, yeah. there's no post-game passive-aggressive rants.
He's not reading books during the middle of the game.
There's no posts.
Yeah, no social media.
There's no posts that now create problems. He has been an outstanding professional when it comes to this because, personally, he's got to be sitting there thinking, I am so far ahead of the curve in terms of setting standards and records for my age and number of yards and touchdowns I'm scoring at this point of my career. I'm chasing down Jerry Rice, and now my wheels are skidding, and the rest of history is catching up to me. I've been outpacing history, and now history's catching up to me. And those moments have to be dawning on him, maybe not during games or on plane rides home, but maybe on drives to the facility at the crack of dawn. And I give him all sorts of credit and kudos for that. And I'll just call this an overreaction and say, better days are coming. What else, Chris? I don't know. Yeah. But belief in that coach, and who knows? Obviously, I'm biased when it comes to nine. And I wish JJ hadn't called himself a nickname or talked about what sort of wine he's uncorking, because that only adds to the... the depth of the trolling that is coming in the direction that I'm sure everybody is seeing. What else, Chris?
Rich, the team you refuse to give up on, the Cincinnati Bengals, are technically still alive. And if they do make the playoffs,
yes,
Joe Burrow should win Comeback Player of the Year.
Because of what he's done in the season.
And what he's coming back from, from week two.
You know, I understand the Comeback Player of the Year is not usually awarded for somebody coming back from a lengthy injury within a season. It's usually from one season to the next.
They won one game without him, and if he runs the table, come on.
By the way, this is a very interesting scenario that you're bringing up. To me, I'd rather give this award to somebody who's coming back from an injury within a season rather than somebody who's coming back from being benched and having their career potentially thrown a curve. That's not what this award is to award somebody coming back from a rehab of an injury that is dangerous for them and taxing for them and their team.
Your odds right now are either Dak or Christian McCaffrey.
Right. And in that regard, that's something we're talking about. But usually it's not awarded to somebody for coming back from something in season. I'm new to this voting stuff, but how about I start raising my hand saying, let's change it. I don't know. Don't I have to be here for a while before
Joe Burrow lights up the Bills and then on a little winning streak? Hey, can we talk about it?
You invite me in your home and I'm starting to tell you, you know what? Right. I don't like those drapes. You know what?
You should move the couch over.
Would you mind making me another type of dinner that I'd like to eat rather than what you're serving? Yeah. Interesting, though. Interesting.
Sneaky tight division, the AFC South. They're going to win more playoff games than the AFC North.
You just went higher register. Yeah, did you hear that? He doesn't believe this.
My glass just cracked over here.
But I don't disagree with this.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't think that's an overreaction. What?
Yeah, all I've heard is Ravens, and the Steelers. I'm like Tomlin.
There's two 8-win teams, and the team that's not an 8-win team is the team that's closest sniffing it. It's 7 wins with a defense that nobody wants to play, as Scott Van Pelt said in hour one. So why wouldn't we think that that team is one of those three teams makes the playoffs and goes on and wins it? If not three teams make it, there's a better chance than just one team make. Only one team's making it from the AFC North.
I think that's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, the odds are in favor to make this a proper reaction. You got one more over there? What do you got?
I got a couple. Look, we love the shirtless maniac in Chicago, and the Bears' success shows that Ben Johnson was mostly responsible for the Lions' recent run.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Come on.
Well, I mean, he is in first place, Rich.
I understand that. He's the one seed. And he's great.
And their offense looks amazing. And the other team's offense.
Dan Campbell had nothing to do with it. The excellence of the players that are in Detroit had nothing to do with it. Is that what you're saying?
Whose roster do you think is better? Detroit's, right? And the Bears have a better record.
All right.
What are we doing?
All I know is Seth Rollins is coming in hour number three. He's a diehard Bears fan. And who better to ask about Ben Johnson than him, since he knows what it's like to work professionally with his shirt off.
It's true.
You got one more? Last one.
A lot of debate before the season about this player. And then it kind of went away for a little bit because he was, let's be honest, not great. But now it's kicking back up again.
Oh, my gosh.
Arch Manning should enter the draft this year, and he'd be the first quarterback taken. Be honest.
I'm just saying.
I have no idea. I doubt it. And he shouldn't. How does that sound? And he shouldn't.
Why?
Because he can be a big man on campus for one more year. And what's the point of it?
Being the NFL.
I don't think so. Certainly if Sark stays where he is and everybody thinks so, give the kid another year. What are we rushing everybody for? Everybody's got to show up now and start winning now.
I just love it. Beginning of the season, people question my nephew Arch. You know what I mean? They question my boat being able to float.
That's what, again,
you know what I mean?
Everybody
was going to be able to buy a boat.
You have multiple Arch Manning cards that you want to have raise in value. So the way to raise it in value, let him stay in Texas. Yep. Let him go. Let him get, everybody wants everybody to leave and win now. Or you could be a kid another year in campus and play at Texas, make a fortune, I'm sure, and develop. Come on now.
Arch that's start overreaction. For 25
that's a,
teams
a, that's an now, overreaction yeah. on a Monday on a giving Tuesday, everybody. We'll take a break. I'm just so stunned with all of those subject matters.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Abercrombie Kids is bringing the cheer all holiday season, and the gifts too. No matter how long their wish list is, there's always room for just one more. Whether it's a new winter coat, an extra pair of jeans, or cozy matching sweat sets, get gifting with looks they've been waiting for all year. Shop Abercrombie Kids in the app, online, and in stores.
Meet the computer you can talk to. With Copilot on Windows, working, creating, and collaborating is as easy as talking. Got writer's block? Share your screen with Copilot Vision to help spark inspiration. And use Copilot Voice to have a conversation and brainstorm ideas. Or maybe you need some tech help. With Copilot Vision, Copilot sees what you see. Let Copilot talk you through step-by-step guidance so you can master new apps, games, and skills faster. Try now at windows.com/copilot.
Back here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. For our radio audience, for ESPN2 and Disney Plus and the ESPN app audience, we just played Mike Tomlin. Basically, agreeing when asked about, hey, what do you think of the fire Tomlin?
Yeah, fan sentiment.
Yeah, yeah. And he said he understands it and agrees with him. So when later on the headline is Mike Tomlin agrees with fans who want him to go, also know that the rest of the answer was, in general, he agrees with them. By the fact that we're in an entertainment business and it's not entertaining what we're putting out on the field.
Right. Entertaining is winning. Yeah.
Right. And which is what he's saying.
Right.
But again, in the same way that in Overreaction Monday and a Tuesday, I was saying, in a quiet moment, Justin Jefferson on the way to the office, he's got to be sitting there thinking, all the records that I've been setting for being ahead of pace, like setting the standard for most yards in a first 4 years of a career by the end of year 3. that history is now catching up to him because he's hardly getting a lick right now. I'm wondering if Tomlin, in those quiet moments, sitting there thinking, you know, maybe this is the end. And that's what I think is at stake over the final five games of the Pittsburgh Steelers season. But I dare not to ascribe thoughts to him that he doesn't verbalize himself. But that's the drumbeat, obviously, in Pittsburgh now. It's like, does it feel like the end of Andy Reid's tenure in Philadelphia? But that was a total losing season. As we know, he hasn't had a losing season since being head coach there, which is definitely, you know, the number of posts I see, even on nice, sweet threads, like, hey, Rich, tell me more about it. A guy who's won a playoff game in only four of his 18 seasons. You know, what if Santonio Holmes didn't catch it? You know? I hear you. The frustration is terrible. And the problem, like I said, about the Steelers is I just don't know if they have what it takes to survive it right now. You just don't. Sonos is one of our partners here on the Rich Eisen Show. We love them. Susie and I love our Sonos speakers. It really brings everything to life, whether it's a movie or a game that we're watching or the music that we're listening. A lot of the holiday music's now going on in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And as you know, certainly around these parts, it's the most wonderful time of the year. You're going to hear that a lot.
Very soon.
Thank you. Beautiful yeah. design, incredible sound, effortless control mean you can focus on what matters most enjoying the season. I love Sonos. So will you. Discover exactly how easy it is to bring every room to life with incredible sound. Explore Sonos speakers, soundbars, and more at Sonos.com. All right. So here's how the final hour of this Giving Tuesday is going to go. We still will ask you to donate v.org/donate or v.org/Stewart if you want to direct some of your funds towards the Stewart Scott portion of the Jimmy V fight against cancer and funding cancer research. Every penny goes towards cancer research on this Giving Tuesday. V Week has just begun. And please know, again, through the support of Principal and the Principal Foundation, the V Foundation is launching $1 million match challenge. Every donation made during V Week will be matched dollar for dollar up to $1 million. So every dollar counts. That's a QR code if you're watching us. Seth Rollins is coming in to help us celebrate Giving Tuesday. And also his Bears having not lost a game in for a heck of a long time. So he's coming. Oh, he's here, which is great. I'm going to go. I'll give him my crutches.
We might still have the Miz's in the back.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're there.
For he came, when Miz came on a troll.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, so they're here.
Awesome.
So
yeah, they're in the back.
What's up, Seth? I'll come back and say hi to you in a sec. And the phone lines are lit. 844-204, which is the number. We haven't even talked about Lane Kiffin's press conference and his contract. We'll do that. There's a weird Andy Reid soundbite about tickling tonsils. Yeah. We got to play that. That's coming up all in hour three.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.